Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, 1-5. Those first four Mishnayos we just finished, we're talking about how to deal with idolatrous societies around their holidays. Now we're talking about just functioning in an idolatrous economy and society every day of the year. So first the Mishnah says, Eil Devarim Asurim Limkor L'Ovdei Kochavim. The following items may not be sold at any time to an idolater. This is based on what was prevailing at the time of the Mishnah in Israel. So, of course, it would have to be adjusted for whatever society a person lived in subsequent to that. But in the time of the Mishnah, you couldn't sell itzdroblin uvno shuach u betotrosehen. You couldn't sell them things like acorns or these fancy types of figs with the betotrosehen, with their stems still attached. The idea is that it was a prevailing custom that you would, as an idolater, one would sort of tie and dangle these like acorns or whatever they're, nuts, figs and the like, in front of the idol as some sort of like offering. And therefore, the presumption is if an idolater is asking for these kind of acorns, that's what he plans to use them for. Similarly, ulavona, you can't sell them frankincense. Frankincense is a type of incense. It's basically dried sap, crystallized sort of, that comes from a boswellia tree, a particular type of tree. And then it is burned as incense. The assumption is there's no good reason why an idolater in the time of the Mishnah in Israel would want lavona for any purpose other than serving an idol. And also, v'tarnagol halavan, a white rooster. White roosters, which is just some subset of the rooster population, but white roosters seem to have been an offering of choice to idols, and therefore the assumption is, if an idolater comes asking for a white rooster, his intention is to use it as an offering to an idol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mutar Limkor Lo Tarnagol Lavan Bein HaTarnagolin. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you can sell them a white rooster amongst the other roosters. Now, what's happening here is everyone agrees, Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda agree, that if a person comes in asking for roosters and you happen to have a white one, you could give it to him. Because the assumption is if he's asking for generic roosters, he wants them for, you know, his chicken business and not for idolatrous purposes. In contrast, everyone agrees, even the Tanakhama, if a idolater comes asking for specifically a white rooster that you cannot sell to him, because everyone would agree at that point that you would be, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, I should say, that that's fishy, that we can assume he wants a white rooster for what purpose? Why does he care that it's white? He wants it for idolatrous practices. The question is, what happens if a person, the idolater, comes and he requests from the Jew a white rooster and a black rooster and a red rooster? So, do we say, well, he wants a white one for the idolatrous part and then the black and red for other purposes? Or do we say, no, the fact that he's asking for a bunch of roosters of different colors, clearly he's not got idolatrous intentions in mind. Tanakhama holds, you cannot sell it to him. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he's asking for one among many colors, you could provide it to him. Ubezman shu b'fnei atzmo. Now, if you are going to be selling an individual white rooster to a Gentile, an idolater, I should say, so that would become mutter if Kotea es etzba'o umochrolo. If one first cuts off one of the toes of the rooster. In such a scenario, the rooster becomes essentially blemished in a way that even an idolater, who may not care about other kinds of blemishes that Jews care about for their sacrificial offerings, but a missing toe, no idolater worth of salt would provide that. It's an offering to his idol, and therefore would be permitted to sell it to an idolater once you've removed the toe. Okay, this is a good example of where the Torah does prohibit tsar balei chayim, causing suffering to animals. However, if it's going to cause a Jew a loss, then there's room to be lenient. And the case over here is the level of suffering of the chicken is not technically going to, in this scenario, would not technically forbid the Jew from selling the chicken, provided that he, you know, sells it in a permitted way like this. Okay, now, says the Mishnah, the reason why it's permitted to sell the chicken that's missing a toe, the white chicken, is because lefisha ein makriven chaser l'avodah zarah. Because even an idolater who may not care that much about the details of the offering wouldn't serve an offering which is lacking something significant to his idol. Ushar kol devarim, as for everything else, just generic things which could come in, you know, for different purposes. So the Jew runs a hardware store, the Gentile who's an idolater walks in, he asks for a chisel. Do you have to be afraid he wants a chisel to make an idol? Maybe he wants a chisel to, you know, to build his house. So says the Mishnah, Ushar kvald kol devarim, for everything else, staman mutar, if they come asking for something generically, I want a chisel, yes, you could sell it to him. Uferushan aser, but if the idolater says, I'm looking for a chisel to make an idol, then of course it becomes usser. Rameir says, in addition to the list of items we had before, but the acorns the rooster doesn't like, he has some other things. He says, af dekel tav, also high quality dates. This is dates, not the date trees, but high quality dates are also restricted, says Rabbi Meir, as well as the chatzav, which may be sugarcane, and niklivam, also some other kind of expensive grass. I don't know what it is, lemongrass, verbena, I have no idea what it is, but it's some kind of coveted grass. So again, the concern is these were typically used for idol worship, says Rabbi Meir, and therefore they become asr limkor la'ov de kochavim. You cannot sell these either to idol worshippers. Again, halach lamaisa, this isn't lamaisa at all, but if you lived in a place where they did have prevalent idol worship, and there's something peculiar to the idols that is used, then indeed it would be restricted, and you wouldn't be allowed to give it to them if it was typical, and you lived in India where they give butter offerings to their idols, butter would be restricted, and the like.